Hello friends, the world and the basketball world is shocked and saddened to hear of the death of Kobe Bryant. I just read online that his helicopter, a helicopter that he was in, went down this morning, killing all those that were inside, including himself and apparently his daughter as well. And you know, as somebody who followed his career since I was in high school, I greatly admired his incredible basketball skills and his ability to do seemingly inhuman things on the basketball court. And so indeed, it's a loss. And in times like this, when someone of such high profile loses their life unexpectedly, I think there's reason to pause for two things, at least for myself. And one is this, to pray, and to pray for his soul. There's many times in his career that he indicated that he had a faith, and his faith was of great consolation to him in dark times, particularly his Catholic faith. And so what we do is we just trust that when he passed away in that accident that he was in the state of grace, and that we can pray for his soul. And we will do that at the end of this video. And the second thing that stands out in my mind is, you know, are we ready? And what if we had been in that helicopter instead of Kobe Bryant? Would have we been ready to meet our Creator? Because from dust we come and to dust we shall return. And indeed, each one of us has a purpose in life, and it seems that Kobe Bryant was living out his purpose in this world of being an incredible basketball player, but that's a temporary purpose, because each person, no matter famous or seemingly obscure, is really created for not this world, but for eternal rest with God. Our eternal reward, what we're designed for, is to know, love, and serve God in this life. And we're not judged at the end of life by the feats that we've accomplished in life, but we are judged by how we love God and how we love others. And so all of us fall short, and so in these times we pray for those people who've passed away. We pray for Kobe Bryant and his soul, and ask ourselves also, are we ready? Had we gone down in that helicopter? Because all of us are going to have that day. And so, my friends, let us pray. Let's pray for him, his daughter, and those who were in that helicopter. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins, those of the whole world, of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and those in that crash. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.